Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morning, Jenna. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Just, you know, just the lightning's crazy. You guys heard me screaming off air. Because it really, really came into the backyard. What a wild morning.
It is a wild Monday morning. It's a perfect book morning, I think. We all just need to stay cozy, stay at home, read a book. What have you got for us?
I do have a book that's a bit of an escapist one, because I think this is what we're after these days, even though I feel like I've been saying that for the last 2 years. But I'm reviewing Last Resort by Andrew Lipstein. This is his first novel, and it's about this man called Caleb. He lives in New York. He's in his late 20s. He works for a tech startup. But this is not his dream. His dream is to be a novelist. Oh. And he's just looking for inspiration. So he's able to take some time off and travel and looking for this inspiration for his novel. And landing in LA, he reluctantly meets up with this old acquaintance. His name's Avi. He describes him as insufferable, but organizes to stay with him anyway, which is kind of the sign of being a grifter, number one. And over that evening, over many drinks, Avi tells Caleb he's written a novel himself. And it's based on this true story that happened to Avi and a girlfriend involving going to the Greek islands and having an orgy with a married couple. And he wants Caleb to read it and offer some advice. So when Caleb reads it, he's like, this is my inspiration. This is what I want to write a novel about.
Wow.
So he kind of like rewrites it and sharpens it up. It gets picked up by an agent and is like the next best novel.
Wow. It's been
Avi finds out about this, and they, through a series of events, make an agreement that Caleb will stay the writer and take the money, and Avi will have his photo on the book and it will be by him. So it's all the hilarity ensuing from this fallout of this really grifter type story, but brings up the question of who owns a story, or where does that come from? You know, I don't know if you read that story, it's called My Bad Art Friend.
I was just about to say, have you read the Bad Art Friend article? That got me through a particular portion of lockdown. That was so dramatic. I loved it.
Yeah, so it's like kind of that feeling. And if you haven't read it, I recommend Googling it, because it's really interesting and gets you really thinking about the morals of, like, you know, what, maybe watching someone's life and then writing about it.
It's such a good article, because you go around in circles being like, oh, that person's a dick. Oh, no, that person's a dick. Oh, maybe they've got a point. It really will make you question things about your moral standpoint.
Exactly. And I think the reason I was drawn to this book, and I know you shouldn't always believe these, but there's a cover quote on the book by New Zealand author Meg Mason saying, "Fast and Funny, If Less by Andrew Sean Greer left a hole in your life, Last Resort will fit it." And I wouldn't say that it's certainly not as charming as this other book, Less.
Right.
But it's amusing and quite ridiculous. And if you've ever been involved in writing or publishing, there are lots of in-jokes. And of course, if you enjoy the grifter tales, this could feed that beast. I think the approach to reading this book is not to take Caleb seriously at all, because Lipstein doesn't do it. So if you did take Caleb seriously, it would drive you crazy. he's such an idiot.
Right.
And he ends up in a bunch of different situations after the fallout of this novel, feeling quite sorry for himself.
Oh, fantastic.
So I read this on holiday, and it is a really... It's just quite ridiculous and feeds the grifter beast.
Love a good grifter story. There's a lot happening at the moment as well, so I think people are really on the grifter bandwagon.
I know, and all these grifters that just don't have thoughts that, like, Caleb doesn't even change the names of the characters, let alone the characters that were written that were based on real people, they just have the real names. Like, he's so stupid.
It sounds fantastic. I did love Les, so I feel like that's quite, I mean, even if it's not the same, or as you say, maybe as charming, I really enjoyed that book, and it is quite a specific tone that that book has, so maybe this is the follow-up for me.
Yeah, I would give it a go. I would pick it up. But knowing if you get easily annoyed by characters, or if you're a person that can't read a book where you don't like a character, this book is not for you.
Okay.
But if you can look at it with this like funny lens, and the writing is really sharp as well. Like, there's just these little lines where, you know, you could easily glaze over them, but even when I was just rereading it over the weekend just to, for this review, like, and having looks, I was like, oh my god, that's so sharp and funny.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you very much for that, Jenna. Remind us of the name and the author again.
It's called Last Resort. It's by Andrew Lipstein. It's on the shelf at Time Out now, and it's $38.
Fantastic. Well, stay dry, stay safe out there, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
You too, my friends. Take care.
See ya.
That was Loose Reads.
Thank you.